Welcome to the bestiary. As we travel through our collection of the fiercest foes in the realm, remember, exhibit barriers are for your protection. Never feed the exhibits, and please, no flash photography.
Ah, my leg!
On your way out, don't forget to visit the gift shop and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Now, let's meet our guides for today's exhibit, Bill and Troy.
Hello and welcome back to the Final Fantasy VII Bestiary season of the Bestiary. We are in Series 1, where we are covering the enemies from the Macro Reactor 1, and this is our final enemy before we get to the very special ending. So we are going to be today reviewing the Sweeper Sprite. So, wow. This guy is...
Wow indeed, Bill. There is so much going on.
There is so much detail on this guy. I literally don't know where to begin. So, should we go with our usual method?
Best we begin at the bottom.
Always start at the bottom. So this guy,
big toenails.
Yeah, this guy's got two. So, oh god, how to describe it? So this is definitely a mechanical beast of the Shinra Corporation, and it's got two enormous feet. And on the end of his feet are kind of like like the front of a train, where they've got the thing that pushes stuff to a side if it's died on the track.
Well, I'm not a train expert, but I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, I can't remember what it is. There's a big pointy thing on the front of the train. It's in Back to the Future 3, if you want to watch it. And he's got one...
Bill, pause, time out. That is exactly the reference image I had in my head when you were describing this.
Excellent.
Okay, time in.
So they're attached to his feet. So I imagine he just walks around kicking things out of the way a lot.
It looks like he would do a good job of kicking. Good kicks on this one.
And so, yeah, they're a big, like, nice silver metallic color. And they're attached to these, like, yellowy orange feet.
They almost look trapezoidal to me. Like, if you took a trapezoid and spun it around to make it have a round base at the bottom, the way that you would get the, like, up and then in is kind of how those feet look to me.
Well, yeah, if it didn't have like the railway sweeper bit at the front. Ah, sweeper. They're called sweepers. And this is a sweeper enemy.
Oh, they are
enemy.
Called sweepers.
Oh, my God. Oh. The dots are connecting. But if those sweepers weren't on his feet, then it kind of reminds me of the little robots from Batteries Not Included.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, his feet look like the robots themselves.
Well, no, because they have little feet that come out when they're not flying, and they step around them, and they're like two little spindly legs with a round thing, like almost like an upside down teacup.
Well, I do not remember their feet, but my memory of the robots is that they look like these feet. But maybe I'm just remembering those robots.
The feet do look like the robots. And then I don't know what that is hanging down in the middle.
You know, so I think here's what's happening with this guy. If I could zoom out from the feet a little bit, I believe what's happening is that it is a big feet coming forward. If you imagine this from a perfect side profile, the big feet would be coming forward, then the legs would be going straight up, and then the body is forward from that with kind of the gun slung down. So you know what I'm actually picturing is a little bit of a lowercase e, where the bottom is the feet, and then there's kind of the curved back to the spine, and then the top of the E would be the head, if we can call it such a thing, and the guns.
Because it's got quite a long elongated head at the top, which come out about as far as the sweepers on its feet. And on front of its face is like this huge grill.
Yeah, some piping, it looks like, maybe, going from top to bottom.
So yeah, there's some sort of like exhaust piping at the front there, but it does kind of look like like a grill on the front of a big car.
And on the back of its head, it's got a tea kettle.
Yes, with a vent as well, by the looks of it.
Yep. Kind of a blue train horn maybe going there. I think that thing swinging down in the middle, I think, is another exhaust port. Oh, no, you know what it is? I'm sorry, Bill. We've been misunderstanding this the whole time. If you look at the gun on the left-hand side, that is the magazine clip sticking out of it. So the thing on the right-hand side that looks like it's swinging down the middle is actually the magazine clip for the gun.
Oh, okay. So we were just looking at that wrong. I was kind of thinking it was like a leaf blower.
Yeah, to clean up the sweeping.
Yeah, exactly. So he sweeps stuff and then he blows it.
Blows.
Yeah. And then at the front of its face, it's got kind of like a few exhausts coming out around the edges as well, in like a sort of like a fan thing. And then, yeah, it actually looks like it's got, it's very much, this is like a, this is basically someone's taken a train and just rearranged it into a big killing machine.
Yeah, kind of lifted the engine of the train up into the air and put some legs on it.
Yeah.
And a tea kettle on the back. And big guns, lest we forget. Now, if you remember back in the military police episode, we talked about the guns being of the rectangular variety of guns. These rectangular guns make those rectangular guns look like perfect spheres, because these are the most rectangular of guns.
This is some serious rectangular stuff going on here.
Mm-hmm.
But then now, it's got only like this weird round head.
Sorry.
Go ahead. No, go on, carry on. You're still on the guns.
I'm still on those guns. A single round barrel, or a single diamond-shaped barrel sticking off the front. Now, I'm not sure if the diamond shape is advantageous for accuracy, but it does look to have a red end to the diamond shape. And then, as we mentioned before, magazines sticking off at an angle on the bottom of the big guns.
Yeah, and then finally at the back of its head is a weird, like you say, it looks a bit like a tea kettle, but almost like in the sort of looking like a Japanese pagoda.
Yeah, kind of a tea kettle with a pagoda lid.
Yeah.
It looks like a kitschy souvenir tea kettle that you might buy when you visited an Asian country. And the locals would be like, that's not what a tea kettle looks like. And you're like, but look, it's got a pagoda top on it. Isn't it cute? And they'd be like, but that's not a thing.
Yeah, but it is a thing now.
And that's it for our visual description of the Sweeper from the Mako Reactor 1 section of Final Fantasy VII. But before we go, Bill, we of course have to talk strategy. Now, this is a scary beast. I'll be honest, this might be the beast I'd be most afraid of running into that we've talked about so far. Although, I guess the way we're reviewing this, we don't really have a sense of scale. I imagine this thing to be about 20 feet tall, but I could be wrong. In any case, Bill, what's our strategy if we run into this this enemy?
Well, yes, I mean, you're not far wrong there, Troy, because it's actually, if you see the videos for the Final Fantasy VII remake, it is about 20 feet tall, and it is one scary, scary looking machine. But the best thing to do when you come up against one of these is to hit it until it dies. You know, just beat it to death.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
Are you a fan of high fantasy epic book series that are converted into television series? No, not that one. I mean an epic book series that is actually complete. I'm referring to The Wheel of Time, Robert Jordan's fantasy masterpiece that was completed posthumously by Brandon Sanderson. Well, I have the perfect podcast for you. The Taveren is a Wheel of Time podcast where three gentlemen go through the series one chapter at a time, in their own special way. Follow along as Bill, Rob, and Rich re-experience this great epic. Experience for yourself a world full of vibrant locations, colorful characters, and storylines that will never fail to surprise. Visit a world that Game of Thrones can only wish was as fleshed out and complete. The Taveren, a Wheel of Time podcast, is part of the We Can Make This Work Probably Network of Podcasts. Find our podcast wherever you get your podcast feed, or visit probablywork.com for episodes of this podcast and other great shows. We will see you at the Winespring Inn.